The Republican-run House votes today on 7 unfinished spending bills rolled into one. Known as the Omnibus Bill, it is hundreds of billions of dollars in funding for most of the programs run by the federal government. But also packed into the gigantic catch-all are thousands of provisions that would stand very little chance of passing on their own. They range from billions of dollars worth of never-debated projects for lawmakers' home districts to changes in the operating rules of federal agencies. NPR's David Wellna reports on one controversial rule change involving guns that's part of the omnibus.
New York Democratic Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton predicts the omnibus will set off a big fight in Congress. Though she finds many of its provisions outrageous, none, she says, is more outlandish than an item that was never even considered by the Senate. It would force the FBI to destroy all records it receives for gun buyer background checks within 24 hours of running such checks. The FBI is now allowed to maintain those records for up to 90 days. Clinton says with all the concern about terrorism, such a restriction makes no sense.
And I don't know what the answer from the proponents would be when we say, why on earth would you destroy records when at the same time the government's trying to build up records for who flies on airplanes and who has contacts with known terrorists?
Well, here's the answer from the congressman who proposed the amendment that requires destroying gun buyers' records after 24 hours.
This country is about personal freedom. It's not about intrusion by the federal government into our daily lives. And this is one area where we can keep our personal freedoms, and that's what I'm trying to do.
For Kansas Republican Todd Tiart, the less information the federal government has on gun owners, the better.
And I think there's a long list of people who do not want to have the government retaining records of them when they're not guilty of violating a crime.
That view is not shared by Virginia's Frank Wolf, the Republican who chairs the House Spending Subcommittee that approved Tiart's amendment by one vote. Wolf, who's been out of the country and unavailable for comment, refused to sign the part of the omnibus bill containing the Tiart provision, and he said he was deeply disappointed in Attorney General John Ashcroft for supporting the rule change. As the son of a police officer, Wolf wrote in the Congressional Record, I believe this change could be detrimental to public safety and ultimately result in people dying. He added that it could play into terrorists' hands. The Justice Department did not respond to repeated requests for comment, but Jennifer Boyder of the International Association of Police Chiefs says her organization has opposed shortening the gun buyer record keeping from 90 days to 24 hours ever since Attorney General Ashcroft himself proposed such a change shortly before the September 11th terrorist attacks. Boyder says there have been hundreds of cases where the FBI has approved gun sales that should not have happened.
Can you find out afterwards that you shouldn't have sold the gun to them? You know, usually we have to go back and get it from them, and we're not going to be able to do that because we're not going to have any of the records.
And Brian Siebel of the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence says next-day records destruction would undermine a law that's kept more than a million guns from being sold to people who should not have them.
This is clearly not an amendment designed to protect the public safety. This is an amendment that was gift-wrapped by the National Rifle Association.
The NRA, in fact, is one of Congressman Tiart's biggest campaign contributors. Asked about the NRA's role in his amendment, Tiart hesitates.
Was I in touch with the NRA? I've always been in touch with the NRA. I'm a member of the NRA.
But specifically with this amendment?
Yes, I did talk with him about this amendment.
Yeah. Did they have a hand in drafting the amendment?
They reviewed it after the amendment was drafted.
It's unlikely the omnibus will be blocked because of Tiart's amendment, even though law enforcement officers say its passage would be a setback. Both Republicans and Democrats are reluctant to challenge a measure backed by the NRA, especially with elections coming up next year. David Wellna, NPR News.